The use of the koi fish symbol in my work has always been a reference to my identity and my Japanese heritage within that. I find it a very strong design to work with. They're quite beautiful creatures, and I think it resonates quite well with my Japanese culture. It's an animal that you can see in lots of prints and scrolls and paintings and even tattoos as well. I also find it a fascinating image to work with in that in nature, it is quite a transient creature. They're always moving. They can migrate to different places. And I resonate with that personally as someone who's always traveled quite frequently and moved around when I was a child and even to this day as well. In the fish image for Weaving Our Heritage, I have reworked it, trying to refine the details and slightly alter the shape and the face of the fish. I wanted to play with the idea that the fish has now somehow matured, and that's something that I wanted to reflect with my own personal growth. The use of the patterns within my work is something that I played around with the final koi carp image that I came up with. I experimented with different sizes, even reversing the image, putting some lines in between the fish and so on. I was trying to source the inspiration from fabric designs, especially from kimono pattern designs. And in the end, I thought that the most simple repetition pattern was the most effective. And having the designs printed rather than cut out for the light box, for instance, I did have the freedom this time of creating a design that didn't have to factor the paper cutting process.